This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free book or credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Diablo news, a little competition for between the handhelds, and a new video for Zelda. But today, we have an update on the new lawsuit that is against Activision Blizzard, mostly Blizzard. And what Wowhead.com is saying is that this wasn't by NetEase at all. So here's what Sina Technology said, quote, "Blizzard has not received a lawsuit at this time, but we believe we have not breached any licensing agreements. The contract terms that NetEase is suspected to be dissatisfied with involve standards, industry practice, and have been mutually beneficial to both parties over the years. While we are disappointed and confused by these ongoing actions, it is important to note that the nearly two-decade operational history that in China has been very positive and enjoyable, and we remain committed to serving and protecting the rights of our loyal players, of our local players." Okay, so that came from NetEase, but it was a person by the name of Yang Jun. So, according to these documents that we're seeing, the cause was tort liability dispute, and it'll be at the People's Court of Anhui Province, and the court date will be tomorrow at 9:30. In fact, the details did say, quote, "The court will hold a public trial on April 26, 2023 at 9:30 in the courtroom according to law to openly hear the tort liability disputes of Shanghai NetEase Network Technology Development Company Yang Jun against Blizzard Entertainment Company Limited Shanghai, the information technology company." So the first document, the first docket, does seem to be an error, which is what we reported on there yesterday. But it does seem that this Yang Jun is associated with NetEase. Maybe, and essentially what Wowhead is saying is might be its legal counsel, which is possible. But we'll find out things probably tomorrow about this whole litigation. Now we're going to go off the grid a bit, because that's not the only trouble that's lying around here. According to TheVerge.com, Terraform Labs co-founder Daniel Shin has been charged with fraud in South Korea. So Bloomberg did report on the site that the prosecutors did freeze about 246.8 billion won, which is around $184.7 million in assets, because that might be everything that he took from the company, because this company did do some cryptocurrency and try to make that crypto financial markets back in 2018. So this is what is going on sometime. Now we go to DualShockers.com, and they are saying that things are going bad for the copyright crackdowns. So they were talking about a man named Bowser, and he was arrested back in 2020 for working as a salesman at Team Executor, which is a hacking company. So when that happened, well, all throughout the time, all these issues just kept growing and growing, such as customers that are printing out instruction manuals that would be without Nintendo's permission, and that's for instance. And there were some Mario Kart inspired vehicle rental services that was in Tokyo, and there were some other things that fans did, such as scanning a Super Mario 64 guide. Yeah, so then Discord got some of the trouble there too. It's just a lot that's been going on, and things just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And when things go on for quite some time, it basically turns the hero into the villain. And that's where Nintendo is on the, by the way, the Julian leaks have yet to be seen yet. So, but there was a new video for Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and apparently it all looks very, very good. In fact, it shows some gameplay of some people just playing it on their Switch. So it is looking pretty good. And there's a lot of things going on between like the different things. And it looks like they're taking a look at how players are playing it through different nations, through this world. So go check out the Nintendo YouTube and you'll be able to see all that. And sorry about the voice changes, because while I was looking at that, I swallowed some tea. But Rock Paper Shotgun did say that it's going to take some time to get to the top level cap of Diablo 4. And they're saying about 150 hours. But will that be a problem? Now, there's a, once again, there's a playtest that's coming here within the next couple of weeks, or next few weeks, I should say. And with the playtest, it's going to be a lot of fun. But to get to level 100, it's going to take some time to do that. Now, the first, let's say, 10 levels didn't take too long. Took a couple hours to get there. But getting up to that higher level, even with side quests, could take some time itself. So we'll see what happens. But will levels actually be a thing for people to care about? We'll see. Now we get to some competition, and ASUS will be hosting a launch event for its ROG PC handheld in May. So this is going to be a direct competitor to Steam Deck, and the price tag they're saying it will be below $1,000. 200%, and by the way, this is what a spokesperson did say to PC Gamer, because the price, quote, will be below $1,000, 200%, it will be $1,000, end quote. Even at ASUS underscore ROG, you see it as ROG Global, did say on Twitter, quote, "The wait is almost over. We're thrilled to announce that we will be unveiling the ROG LE specifications, availability, and pricing on May 11th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Save the date and tune in live on ROG's YouTube and Twitch. We shall see." Now we go to pushsquare.com, and they are saying that PlayStation Plus Premium will have some evil to it. Well, you'll be getting the Cult of the Lamb on both PlayStation 4 and 5. And I know that some of the PlayStation podcasts has been talking about this game, but we shall see what happens, because this could be very, very interesting. Like I said, we'll see what happens here. But we will end today with a sale. Back to Rock Paper Shotgun. And they're saying that Walmart, the Xbox wireless controllers will be at $40. In fact, the Electric Volts are at $39.99, and they were at $64.99. So if you want a wireless Xbox controller, now's the time to get it. And I believe it's at Walmart's website. Oh, by the way, you can use other colors as well, because the red ones are at $44 and the black ones are at $48. A little more money, but hey, they're still on sale. And we do love sales there, don't we? Yes, we do. Because we are Group Quest. And we are Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Keep in mind, tomorrow will the deal go through UK. We'll see about it tomorrow. Talk to you then, and go play some games, people.